It's just a case of getting through that new ball without losing too many wickets. Probably identifying our roles a bit better as batsmen, making sure that, you know, the job's easier for the batsmen to come. But having said that, I thought Pakistan used their new ball very well. There wasn't too much in that wicket, but, you know, they made good use of whatever there was. A bit disappointing from our side, but again, a great fight back to get to 240 at the end of the day. On wickets like these, you need to put some runs on the board. And especially when your opposition's playing only two fast bowlers with two spinners, you know, it's important that, you know, when you win the toss, you know, you make the positive move, you bat first. But having said that, you need runs on the board as well. You need, you know, 350 plus really to try and dominate a test match. But, you know, 240, if you get some wickets with a new ball tomorrow early, you know, we might have a chance of, you know, keeping Pakistan down to a manageable total. I thought this wicket was probably slower than the other one. Less movement first up as well. A lot drier. All in all, a pretty good wicket. And it is unfortunate we couldn't make better use of it. But as I said, that's the beauty of Test cricket. Sometimes when you don't have a great first innings, you need to claw your way back into the match. And every day, every over that we play out, there's an opportunity for us to get back in the game. Well, I think, you know, Kaushal Silva's had a great 4 years in first-class cricket back home and also in the A-side. He's done everything possible to get here, and he's only been stopped by, you know, Prasanna Jayawardhan. And Prasanna's had a fantastic test match in the last one, and unfortunate that he couldn't be here to play with us today. Prasanna's a really important player for us, especially in that number seven position. He's very aggressive, he scores runs quickly, and as he showed in the last test match, he can bat very well in pressure situations. But at the same time, I thought Kaushal had a good solid start. Unfortunate, you know, that he couldn't keep it going, but he showed a lot of promise. So, you know, combinations in Test cricket, it's important that the bowlers play, have the belief and the confidence to take 20 wickets for us to win a Test match. And whether you play five bowlers or four bowlers, that's the key, really. Making inroads early, using conditions, using the ball at various stages of the innings in the right manner, and getting us into a winning position in a Test match. Well, it wasn't a case of frustration. It was just a case of taking the wrong option. You know, there's a gap at mid-wicket. And I should have actually, you know, gone for a proper shot rather than trying to chip. I think at that time it was a case of making clear decisions. And, you know, my dismissal was, again, it was not great judgment, a bit indecisive in execution. And that's what happens, you know, when you vacillate. So, it was an opportunity there to bat with the tail and get perhaps another 70, 80 runs. But, you know, my dismissal created an opportunity for a great partnership between Willagethera and Herath. Well, I think this one will probably offer more turn to the spinners, probably get slower and lower as the game goes on, and probably get a bit more difficult to bat. So if we can keep Pakistan down to a low total, it might make for a very interesting test match.